You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back. We are having a great time. Belinda's obviously the boss and the personality in this conversation. We've got Belinda and Scott Sim. I always want to say Sime because I'm like a read it in my mind thing, but it's S-I-M-E, but it's Sim. It's like fried, but it's really freed.
That's right.
You can throw that at me anytime you want, and I'll go, finally, all right. Anyway, so we're here. We're talking about close-in residential and commercial real estate deals close into Miami because their specialty, Scott and Belinda's, is Coral Gables, Coconut Grove, Pinecrest, stuff like that. Belinda is a self-taught expert. Scott is a School of Hard Knocks expert. I think we'll agree with that.
Yep.
Okay. And now we're back. There you go. Oh, yeah. Knocking on wood for luck. That girl is, you're coming back. You want to be a co-host? You got that too. Now, let's talk a little bit about what a good location is. Now, we were talking about that you want to make sure the property's in a good location. Tell me what you think a good location is.
I think the Gables is a really good location, depending on the person too, because schools are really good in Pinecrest. But the Gables is coming back. I mean, we've gone up from last year to this year about 21% on a price per square foot, which is huge.
Wow.
From 2015 to 2016.
I'm forced to say, is that sustainable? Yeah, what a concept.
Exactly. That's why we are looking on the sidelines a little bit.
So, okay. Yeah. Okay. Now, we had a discussion in the green room before the show about what makes up a good location. And we were talking about Waze and all these Google Maps and stuff. And I'm talking about how people make this turn on the street that you don't even realize would be the right street. And I guess it's because it's a through street with no cul-de-sacs, I guess. But now, while that sounds like that might be a physically good street to locate on, do you take things like that into consideration?
Sometimes, but I think that's why it's important to get with an expert so that knows the area.
Oh, is she good? She's good. Never stop. Never more than 5 seconds. It's good to get with an expert, and all you do is sit and smile, Scott. Do you just put her out on like a fishing pole and just let everybody come? Come right and do a deal?
Absolutely.
She's amazing. 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 You're a lucky guy. Now, wait a minute. We came up with something where we knew somebody in common. Oh, it was Doug. That's who it
was.
Yes, you want to give him a shout out?
Hi, Doug. How are you? Say hi to GD.
There you go. And hey, Bruce, now you know who we're talking about.
Yeah.
Now, Scott, what makes a good location for commercial right now? A lot of people say it's signalized intersection, but that's just too easy. What's a good answer?
Yeah, it's an interesting question, and you know, I'm going to bring up a project that I think is a good location. It's called the offices at Palmetto Bay. We handle this project. It's the old Burger King headquarters.
Sure.
It's an 80-acre tract of land, about 300,000 square feet of beautiful waterfront office
space. I toured it when it was still owned, and now you're going to know I did. By the company in New York that held the bonds.
Okay.
Okay.
You're going way back.
Oh, well, Jim Freed lives in the Wayback Machine. I'm not supposed to refer to myself in the third person. I live in the Wayback Machine.
Right. So that project, you know, at the first look might seem like it's a bit south because it's down on Cutler, down around 176.
Right.
And
it was the end of the world 15 years ago during Hurricane Andrew. I guess it's 20 years ago. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah. So what's happening is, you know, the traffic, the population growth, there's a reverse commute at that project. So, you know, I drove down there this morning. I took another broker down there because I wanted him to see one of our highlighted spaces. And the traffic was literally backed up from the project to the Cocoa Palm Circle. So what used to be a, you know, 15, 17-minute drive from Palmetto Bay to, let's say, the Gables or even to, you know, Brickell, has now become, you know, 45 minutes approaching an hour.
Well, and this drives into a theory that we've discussed before, not you and I, Miss, but you can get in on it too, is the theory of, you know, Mike Fay calls it the theory of donuts. I call it the theory of high-intensity, vertically integrated activity centers. And so you're 100% right. I think that if people can drive all of the uses in a certain little geographic area, people do not want to go there anymore. I live in Midtown. I don't want to go to Coconut Grove or Coral Gables until 10 o'clock. And now it's till 11. And once I'm there, I got to leave by 2? You got to be kidding. So I agree with you, Scott. What are some other markets that you think are great like that?
Well, I mean, we do a lot in Coral Gables. We handle a 90,000 square foot Class B office building, you know, one block off Miracle Mile. And that market's very tight right now. There's 69 projects going up in the Gables. You know, everyone sees the construction on Miracle Mile. It's a
I just drove project. 27th and 37th, and I was with one of my residential development clients, and it was a crane here, a crane there, a crane here, a crane there. I said, anyway. I did that. Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm looking for my own, you know, here.
So there's a lot of people making big bets on the mile. Some of the recent price points have been in the $800+ per square foot.
Oh, well, there's a lot of people that are aggregating on the mile, and they're anticipating the, can I say it, upzoning?
Yeah.
Okay, upzoning.
Yeah.
Well, that's the people don't get why people, what the eye seems to be overpaying. They're betting on, that's what's going on in Wynwood too.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, everywhere.
Yeah, so there was a huge jump there by way, you know, on Miracle Mile, you know, in the Gables. And we'll see, you know, time will tell. You know, we'll see if it happens. I mean, it's happening from a construction standpoint. The city's doing their part. They're doing the streetscape project, which is a beautiful redevelopment of Miracle Mile. They want to, you know, keep pace with the Lincoln Roads of the world to the extent that they're, you know, improving their infrastructure. What we need to find there is the right tenant mix. We need to find the right companies to come in because the, you know, the current tenant base there will not be able to.
No, it's going to turn over.
Yeah,
it's going to turn over.
Not going to be able to afford the rates that people are going to need to get when you're paying those kind of numbers. And those are, you know, a few years ago, those were $300 and $400 or $500 per square foot buildings, and now we've had a huge increase.
Well, because there's a limited supply. People are looking for a lifestyle alternative. They're looking to live in these vertically integrated neighborhoods. There's aren't a lot out of them. And each one that's developing has its own personality. Let's go through a couple of them. Lincoln Road. Mm-hmm. Wynwood by Panther Coffee.
Right.
The regentrification of Coconut Grove in general and the restaurants on Commodore Plaza in specific. Listen to me, I'm talking about all the places I live.
Right.
My God, I must live in heaven. I guess I do. High five to me. High five to my wife for letting me, right?
Exactly.
Now, Pinecrest. Pinecrest really doesn't have an internal, well, I guess they sort of do. It's on Federal Highway. Listen to me. That just traded too, right?
I think it did.
And I did downtown Dadeland. Listen to me, I did downtown Dadeland. I did Toscano in downtown Dadeland, so I like that.
Yeah.
Kendall, the thing at the intersection, just traded in Kendall, so they're going to do one of these there.
Right.
The people want to do West Dade, or whatever they're calling, Doral West, or whatever it is. They want to do one out there. And high five to Codina. They're doing it in Doral, downtown Doral. We're going... Main Street, high five to the Graham companies for doing. So I guess I'm just making my own point here. Yeah. And so it seems to me now they're doing all this new commercial development out by the Big Bend because that's the last place.
Right. There's no place left in Miami.
No.
Yeah, I think the US 1 corridor, if you go from Brickell down to maybe 57th Avenue, we were actually involved as a broker to sell the Metro Rail station at 27th Avenue and Dixie Highway.
No, I took a run at that like 15 years ago, okay. But the guy with the boxing club wouldn't throw in and we couldn't make the deal.
Well, he didn't throw in this one either, but
not that I've worked on that, right?
Yeah. So we ended up bringing Grass River and Federal to the
excellent
table on
choice.
That.
High five to Barry. High five to Barry. Yeah. Barry's an old friend of mine from Grub.
Yeah, so they have a $192 million mixed-use project planned for that site. But even if you work your way down, you know, you just look at the individual buildings that have sold recently. It's really an area that's going through transition, and it's going to look a lot different in the next, you know, 24, 36 months. 37th Avenue Metro Rail Station, you know, the Concarlin site, it's under contract, should be selling soon.
Isn't the underground going there too?
And then the underline, yeah.
Underline,
you know, the whole underline.
We've had Megan Arden on.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be
she's
great.
Working.
High five to Meg on the underline. Yeah. It was her birthday recently, but I don't know her well enough on Facebook to like, wish her a happy birthday. I thought that was a little bit too much.
Yeah. No, they have big plans for the underline, so that'll be interesting.
It sounds great. Wanda, how much more time do we got in this segment? Oh, she gave me the peace sign.
The peace sign.
So we had a couple more minutes left. If you were looking to buy a house today, Belinda, given what you see in the supply and demand equilibrium situation, what would you look for a house that you were going to buy and live in for 10 years, let's just say? Because I don't think anybody that's doing spec should be playing right now. But if somebody's looking to buy a house, what's the good thing to look for right now?
Again, you know, it depends on the person's situation. If they're a, you know, empty nester, if they have children, depending on what they have, you know, if they have children, I would look for, you know, some land. Again, location, depending on their situation. If it's all about schools, then I would look at that. A lot of people, some people send their kids to private schools. If it's public schools, then obviously you can afford more for your money because then you're not paying all that money in schools. So, you know, that's what I would say. You know, it just depends on their situation. If you, you know, depending on the size of the house you want, the land. Whatever.
Sounds to me like they need a professional person that does that because absolutely. It's absolutely impossible to keep track of all the stuff. It sounds like you really need an initial meeting, an expert. Well, I was going to say a decision matrix. Yeah. I'm like too MBA'd up for this. We're going to give it to Wanda. Can you stick with me for one more segment? We only talked about a half hour, but if this is great. If you could stay another 15 minutes or so, I'd really appreciate
that.
Sure,
that'd be great.
All right, Wanda, we're going to toss it to Wanda. Stick with us because we're going to have more information that you can use to make your life better right now. Stick with us. The Sims, Syme Sims. I like to say I'm the Sy Sims of real estate, but we'll talk about that around the break. Stick with us. We've got a great show. Hope you're agreeing. Back after this, Wanda, it's yours.